coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
The Word of God is given to us to understand, to study it, understand it, and live by it. If you don't know what it says, you have a lot of assumptions in your life. And there's where a lot of Christians live. They have a life that's inconsistent, a contradiction of their faith. We don't walk by believing, we walk by faith, not by believing. So they have a frustration all the time because they believe. And they want to see the manifestation of their believing in their work, in their life. But it's a contradiction. So they challenge God. Oh God, your word says this. Now they make him the scapegoat, you know. Your word says this. Because we're told, take him at his word. They don't understand taking God at his word. Your word says this. And so why is this? And when you say that, God will say, that's a question I'm also asking you. I want to know why. There's a difference between faith and believing. For most of them, they believe. But faith is a different thing. So because they believe, they're mistaking their believing for faith. And so the situation persists. So they're worried and troubled. God, why? Why is it taking so long for this thing to change? Maybe it's in their finances. Maybe it's in their health. Why is it taking so long for this thing to change? I believe. What's the problem? The Bible says we walk by faith. He didn't say we walk by believing. We walk by faith, not by believing. To believe is to accept that something is real or that it is so. It is to endorse the existence of something, whatever it is. You accept it. That is believing.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.